Title: Stepper Jungle Air Horn Hit. Warp and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's do a super practical jungle and drum and bass move, the classic air horn hit. This is Bat Reload moment. It's short, loud, and it has to land perfectly, or it just sounds messy and late. In this lesson, you'll import an air horn sample, warp it so it's actually on grid at DNB tempo, shape it with a clean stock Ableton chain, and then place it in an arrangement like a real stepper or rolling track. Tight timing, clean transients, controlled space, and no surprise level spikes that wreck your master. Let's set the scene first. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for modern jungle and DNB. Now, you need something rhythmic playing so your ear has a reference. If you already have a beat, great. If not, do the simplest stepper foundation. Kick on beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4. Add hats if you want, even just a simple 16th note tick, because it helps you feel whether the horn is early, late, or dead on. Now we bring in the horn. Create an autonote track and name it AIR horn. Drag your air horn sample onto it so you get an audio clip. Double-click the clip to open clip view. First big beginner mistake. People trigger the horn and it feels late, even though it's technically on the grid. That's almost always because there's a little bit of silence or a soft ramp before the actual bite of the horn. So here's what you do. Turn warp on if it isn't already. Then zoom in on the waveform. You're looking for the first strong transient, the moment where it really grabs, not the little fade-in before it, the actual blast. Move the start marker right to that point. This is one of those tiny edits that makes your track feel instantly more professional. Optional, but honestly recommended. Crop the sample so you're only dealing with the useful part. Less clutter, easier warping, faster workflow. Quick coach tip here: after you set the start marker, do a zoom level tying check. Zoom in really far and confirm that the first loud peak happens exactly where you want it to hit on the grid. If the loud peak is a few milliseconds late, your whole horn will feel lazy, even at full volume. Now let's warp it cleanly. Air horns are usually tonal, and stretching them with the wrong mode can turn them plasticky or blurry. In clip view, choose a warp mode. For a beginner safe choice, set warp mode to tones. Set the grain size somewhere around 20 to 40. Smaller grain size tends to feel tighter and a bit more focused. Larger feels smoother but can smear the definition. There's no single perfect value, but that range usually behaves nicely. Now, decide how you want to align it. If you want the horn to be a reference point, you can right-click at the transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. But more commonly, you just want it to land cleanly on a musical spot in your track. So add a warp marker if needed near the transient, and drag it so the transient lands exactly on the grid where you want it. A classic placement is right after a snare, or directly on a phrase change downbeat. Two super common it just works placements in stepper. 1. On bar 9 beat 1, which is the start of a new 8-bar phrase. 2. On the snare, beat 2 or beat 4. If you want maximum crowd reaction energy. And here's an advanced but easy variation that sounds very jungle, the snare answer. Put the horn a 16th note after the snare instead of directly on it. It feels like the horn reacts to the drums instead of colliding with them. That tiny offset can make it feel more musical and less spammy. Next, make it behave like a proper one-shot. Temporarily turn on loop in clip view, just so you can audition timing while your beat plays. Set a short loop length, like a bar or half a bar, and make sure the horn feels locked. Then turn loop back off, unless you intentionally want repetition, which is risky with horns. Now prevent clicks. Add a short fade out on the clip. 10 to 50 milliseconds is usually enough. If you hear a little tick at the start, you can also use the clip envelopes as a secret weapon. Go into envelopes, pick volume, and draw a micro fade in of 1 to 5 milliseconds. That's often cleaner than adding extra devices. Now gain staging. Before effects, you don't want the horn smashing at 0 dB. Bring the clip gain down, so the horn peaks around minus 6 to minus 3 dB before processing. This keeps your effects behaving predictably and stops you from accidentally building a limiter nightmare later. Now we build a clean, punchy stock FX chain. On the AIR horn track, add devices in this order: EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, utility. Then we'll do reverb and delay in a controlled way. Start with EQ8. First move, high pass filter. Put it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. The horn doesn't need sub. If you leave lows in, it will fight your kick and your sub bass, and you'll wonder why your drop lost weight. Then listen for honk and mud. If it sounds boxy, dip around 300 to 600 Hz by 2 to 5 dB with a wide curve. If it's piercing, dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz by 2 to 4 dB with a medium curve. And if it's fizzy on top, you can gently pull down above 10 kHz. Next, saturator. This is how you make it cut through drums without just turning it up. Start with drive around 2 to 5 dB. Turn soft clip on. If it starts getting harsh, don't keep cranking drive. Back off and let the compressor do some control. Now glue compressor. This is just to tame spikes and keep the horn punchy but contained. Try attack at 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 4 to 1. Adjust threshold so you're seeing 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest part. You're not trying to flatten it, you're trying to stop it from jumping out and bulleting the snare. Then utility. This is your mono reality check and your width control. Start with width around 80 to 100%. If you want the horn to feel more in your face and stable, try narrowing it, even down to 0 to 50%. Extra coach move, do a phase and mono check early. At the end of the chain, toggle utility to mono, width at 0, and see if your horn suddenly goes hollow or drops in level. If it does, it means your stereo processing is causing phase issues. The fix is usually simple: reduce width, reduce stereo reverb and delay, or keep the dry horn more mono and put the space around it. Now let's add space the DNB way. Controlled, not washed out. Best beginner approach: use return tracks. Make return and call it reverb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Choose a small or medium room or a plate. Set decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Add pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the initial horn hit stays punchy before the reverb blooms. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz. Low cut around 200 to 400 hz. Then send the AIR horn to that return. Start subtle, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB on the send. You can always add more, but you can't unmuddy a drop easily after you've flooded it. Optional: add a time delay. Use Ableton delay for simplicity. Try 1/8 or 1/4 note time, feedback 10 to 25%, and filter it. Roll off lows below 300 hz and highs above 8 to 10 kHz. At 174 BPM, delay can clutter fast, so keep it more like a vibe than a feature. Now the mixing trick that makes this feel pro: ducking. You want the horn to feel loud, but you do not want it flattening your drum impact. So add a compressor with sidechain. Where you place it depends on your setup. If your reverb and delay are on return tracks, you can put the compressor on the return track to duck the wet signal. If your reverb and delay are inserted directly on the horn track, put the compressor after them. Enable sidechain. Set the input to your drum bus, or at least your kick and snare group. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Ratio 4 to 1 or even 6 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the drums hit, what you're hearing is the horn and its ambience politely stepping back every time the snare cracks. That's how you keep the groove rolling. Now arrangement. This is where taste matters. Think of the air horn like an impact, not a musical part. It's a moment. If you use it constantly, it stops being special and starts being annoying. So place it intentionally, phrase-based. Try these placements. A pre-drop hype move. Put it one bar before the drop, like the last snare before the downbeat. Let it bloom into a bit of reverb, then hard cut the reverb right at the drop for that inhale then slap effect. A phrase marker. One horn at the start of a new 16-bar section. It's like telling the listener, new chapter. A fill moment after a stop. Do a quarter bar or half bar drum stop, then horn on the first beat when everything comes back. Silence, horn, drums. That hits. Call and response, horn on bar 9. A vocal stab on bar 11. Don't stack everything on the same transient. And a pro workflow tip: keep your horn on its own track. Color it bright and consider making an FX group. When you can see your FX moments as a lane, you naturally avoid overusing them. Let's talk common mistakes so you can dodge them fast. Warping with the wrong mode. Complex Pro can blur transients, beats can get clicky. If you're unsure, start with tones. Not trimming silence, even 10 to 30 milliseconds can make it feel late. Too loud or too often, you lose impact and your limiter starts crying. Reverb too long. Long tails smear the groove at 174. No eck, leaving low end in the horn messes with your sub. No ducking. Horn plus reverb can flatten snare impact. Now, quick make it darker options if you want that heavier stepper vibe. Pitch it down in clip view, like minus 2 to minus 5 semitones. If it starts sounding weird, revisit warp mode and grain size. Make it industrial. Add heavier saturation or Ableton roar if you want, but keep the low end filtered. Short gated space. Use a shorter reverb decay or put a gate after the reverb to snap the tail off. Mono focus. utility width down to 0 to 50% can make it feel brutal and direct. And if you want extra slam without another transient, layer a very quiet noise impact under it, like -18 to -24 dB. Here's your mini practice exercise, so you actually lock this in. Make a 16-bar stepper loop at 174 BPM. Place the horn once at bar 9 beat 1, and once at bar 16 beat 4, right before the loop restarts. Warp it so both hits feel perfectly on grid. Use this chain, EQ8 with a high pass at 150 HC, saturator drive 3 dB with soft clip-on, glue compressor doing 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Send it to a short hybrid reverb return. Add sidechain ducking from your drum bus, and aim for about 3 dB of duck on snares. Then export a quick bounce and listen on headphones. Ask yourself, does the horn feel tight and loud without masking the snare? If it's masking, it's usually one of four fixes: trim the start tighter, shorten the tail, narrow the width, or duck the wet effects a bit more. For homework, push it further.